New research from the Real Estate Institute of New Zealand has found that more than half, in fact 51% of real estate agents surveyed across the country, state they have invested in using drone footage to help market their properties, among other high-tech tools. With me is marketing expert Vaughan Davis. Are you impressed by that drone stat?
I am impressed, Grant, and I was surprised because it had been a while since I'd bought or sold a house, but yeah, it turns out it's widespread. And the investment and the level of production values in real estate videos has just blown my mind.
Well, of course, the next level too is VR, virtual reality, where you can go to an open home without leaving the comfort of your armchair.
Yeah, I thought that would be a little bit more popular than it is, because, you know, I thought the idea of seeing inside a house would be a bit more compelling than, you know, seeing what a bird might see from 100 feet. But yeah, it turns out that the drone is king. But looking into some of these videos that are out there, they're little movies. I was looking at one just now, and it featured an entire made-up family starring in this little movie about a house. You know, we used to home stage with, you know, a nice couch and a Dick Frizzell print. And now it seems we in some cases, roll in a Chinese-looking family and use that as a way of marketing our house. It's impressive stuff.
When we say over half the real estate agents are using it, therefore, can you not flip it on its head and say, is it not surprising that half aren't?
Well, I mean, there's a cost there, and this is at the premium end of the market, you know, and drone footage or, you know, video walkthrough is the sort of add-on that someone, you know, with a $1 million house to sell in Auckland will be happy to pay a couple of $1,000s for, whereas someone with a, you know, $200,000 house in Taihape might not be, you know, so into. So, you know, I'm not surprised there'll be people for whom it's not worth the investment.
But I guess you wouldn't be doing your job now if you weren't covering all of social media when you're selling your house as an agent.
Well, social media is an absolutely important channel. I was surprised, you know, in that report also that the use of paid social media was lower than I thought it would be. You know, something 39% are using paid social media advertising, where when you consider the cost of entry to that is, you know, $10 and you're getting to 1,000 people, I'm surprised more people aren't using that.
Do you believe that when you have that sort of technology, you sell your house quicker?
I think in the early days, you know, when only 1 in 10 people were, you know, using it or home staging or whatever, it would give you an edge. Now I think it's just become table stakes. You know, if every premium house in Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch is using that technology, then it's hard to see how it would give you an edge. I see how you need it to keep up. You need it to keep up.
Because that survey found that 43% of agents are considering virtual reality and 36% augmented reality, and a handful already using it, as we know. Should they perhaps sort themselves out with the basics like smartphone apps before they get into those other areas?
Oh, I think absolutely. I mean, there's things baked right into, you know, Facebook, for example, that cost you nothing to use. If you've got a phone, it's there for you to do, like a, you know, like a Facebook live video, for example. You know, you can take people on a tour through the house as you narrate it. You know, have your colleague hold up the phone. You can take questions as people come and go. It's basically a virtual open home if you choose to do it. Costs you nothing. 360 video on Facebook costs you nothing. It's built right in there. So before, you know, getting into things that people are not using quite so much, such as augmented and virtual reality, you know, use the tools that are already there.
In terms of private sales, if you're a tech-savvy person, you could probably do all that without even having an agent, couldn't you?
Yeah, you absolutely could. And if it's just a question of social media reach, you know, a lot of people are going to do a better job of that than agents might necessarily. So I can see how, you know, as in so many ways, incumbent sector is under threat from democratized technology.
Yes, don't they have to be very careful of disruptive technology that someone doesn't come in and cut out the agent?
Oh, absolutely. And that's been the trend for the last, you know, 20 years in New Zealand. You know, you saw it first with Trade Me as a platform, and now, you know, with direct access to media channels. You know, it used to be that to advertise something, you know, advertise a house, you'd need to, you know, book a space in the newspaper, which was, you know, in recent memory, those Saturday newspapers were, they felt like they were 6 inches thick. But, you know, pick up a Saturday newspaper now, times have changed. You know, I can access people who might want to buy my house directly via Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or whatever, and I don't necessarily need an agent to do that. I mean, I might need an agent for lots of other things, but the marketing side of it, don't know.
Is it not getting to the point, though, where there's so much add-on available, it's very difficult for the person trying to sell the home to cut their way through it in terms of, you know, well, you've got, I can give you Facebook for $300. I can give you Trade Me for $400, $500. Then we've got the drone. That's another $200. I mean, how far should you go or say enough is enough? And to that point, how much should you spend on your marketing when you sell a house?
Well, I mean, that's not something that I'm, you know, deeply versed in. But I do know, you know, when people are doing the maths and they're going, well, you know, it's $1 million house, which is, you know, average house is coming close to $1 million in Auckland. It's very easy to justify, particularly in a tightening market. It's really easy to justify $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, even if, you know, if that's going to give you that edge and make your house sell faster. So you can see why the agents are serving this up as a you know, as the pay for play menu in their repertoire of services. It's an easy thing to say yes to as a home seller.
But I guess the agents have got nothing to lose because they're not the ones paying for it.
Absolutely, they're not. Although a lot of them, you know, they'll make this marketing fee contingent. Well, a rebate contingent on sales. So, you know, if you do sell the $2,000-$3,000 you pay will fold back into the commission anyway. So it seems, if you're confident of getting a sale, it seems like a zero-cost proposition. But of course, it's absorbed in that commission anyway.
So what's next then?
What's next? I think, you know, the videos I've been looking at, it's taking more of a storytelling approach, which is, you know, common to a lot of areas of advertising and marketing. So it's not enough to show, you know, an empty house with some trinkets. You know, you show the type of family you are trying to attract living their lives in that house. And if that's not you, you get some actors in to do it. You know, your home stage, your video with people, which is a fascinating development.
Marketing expert Vaughan Davis, thank you for your time on NBR Radio.
You're welcome.